Hello and welcome back. This is Sherry with Full Armor of God, and today I have a message for you from the Lord, as well as a prophetic vision. And I also have seven scriptures that I will recite for you now, as well as one at the end of the prophetic word in a separate video. The first scripture is the book of Numbers, chapter 23:19. And all of these scriptures are taken from the English Standard Version. The one at the end in the separate video is taken from the New King James Version. The book of Numbers, chapter 23, verse 19. And it reads, God is not man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should change his mind. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not fulfill it? The second scripture is the book of Psalm 103, verses 10 through 12, and it reads, He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. The third scripture is the book of Luke, chapter 21, verses 25 through 28. It is entitled, The Coming of the Son of Man. And there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress of nations and perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. The fourth scripture is the book of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. It is entitled, I am the way and the truth and the life. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. The fifth scripture is the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 51 through 52, and it reads, Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. The sixth scripture is a book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verses 16 through 17, and it reads, For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. The seventh scripture is a book of Revelation, chapter 19, verses 6 through 9, and it is entitled, The Marriage Supper of the Lamb. Then I heard what seemed to be the voice of a great multitude, like the roar of many waters, and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder, crying out, Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exalt and give him the glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. It was granted her to clothe herself with fine linen, bright and pure, for the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints. And the angel said to me, Write this, Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are the true words of God. Now for the message given from the Lord God on March the 11th, 2024. Commencement, it begins. Commencement, time ends. I am not a man, and I do not pretend or proclaim something is when it isn't so. You all need to know, my beloved children, I am making you aware. Prepare your hearts and minds now. We are at the end of time now. It is ending, and I am sending my archangel to blow the trumpet. It is so very close now. My return is imminent. Some will be elated, and yet those who don't know me or think they do will cry out and scorn me for leaving too soon. The moon, there is something odd about it. Why is it bright orange? Why are there so many stars about it? Are these stars? What are they? They are fairly large indeed to be stars in our solar system. Collision courses. They are moving fast now. What is happening? They are streaking across the sky. This has never happened with so many stars falling and streaking across the sky. This is not normal. The sky is turning red now. Everyone is filled with dread now. What is going to happen to us? Okay, now this next portion of the message is a vision that I received, and it's in the perspective of a man. Oh, the feeling of being thrust into space, lifting off of the ground into the skies above. It is lofty, and I am weightless. I am curious. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, are you here for me? Have I been found worthy? Is this really happening? Or am I dreaming of this? Wake up, wake up, wake up. As I try to shake myself awake, I feel a pulling from within my heart. It is yanking me upward. I am going up skyward. I don't want to turn around. Remember Lot's wife? But I see my feet high off of the ground. I feel it's safe to look on either side of myself. I see others, many others, arising with me. It is surprising and so utterly shocking to see. Amazing! My prayers have been answered. I am waiting to see where my destination will be. What will it look like? I am thrilled and cautious at the same time. My mind recalls the loved ones who may have been left behind. I say a quick prayer, but my focus is on the sky above. I feel love. Oh, the love! It is unsurpassed in its magnitude. I am here at last in a room. It is a holding area of sorts. It is white and very bright. I see windows that let in the light. The brilliancy is so bright, and yet my eyes do not squint or shut. They are open, taking it all in. I am ready to enter the next room. I feel I'm being guided, but I see no one leading the way. I am so excited. I begin to pray again for my family. I want to see them. I want closure. I want to be with them in this brightly lit room. I am at the threshold. I am inside now. It is breathtaking to behold. Tables, tables that go on forever beyond eyesight. They are adorned with white linen tablecloths, china, beautiful dinnerware. I have nothing to compare it to. Crystal stemware glasses and shiny white dishes with gold trimming around the edges. I gasp. I begin to recognize some people I know. Their faces are shadowy at first, but then they appear more clearer as my eyes adjust to the brilliancy of everything. I see. Yes, I see my family. They appear so very young now. Their faces are smiling from ear to ear now. They look as if they haven't a care now. My beloved children, it returns back to the message, prepare now so you may be seated with your family and the bridegroom who is seated upon his throne. His stallion is tied up outside. He has received his bride. The banquet dinner is about to begin. Repent and sin no more. Celebrate and be ready, for a joyous occasion is on the horizon. For those who have washed their garments clean in the blood of the Lamb, it will be a glorious day indeed. For those who are not ready, they will gnash and grind their teeth. They will weep and wail as the hailstones fall from the sky. Be sure to accept me now, my beloved lost ones. I am extending my hand to you. I am offering you redemption, but you must repent and believe upon me wholeheartedly. I am whisking my bride away suddenly. Will you be ready when I arrive? With everlasting love, Jesus, your bridegroom and Holy Redeemer of God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The book of John, chapter 3, verse 16.